Reformed Church.
All right, thank you, Jesus, so much for the truth of your word. I thank you, Lord, that the truth of your word lives inside of us, Lord. It's not something, Lord, that we have to think of as something that's merely outside of us and somebody else that has to be put in us, but the truth of your word is inside of us, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the truth of your word, and all the revelation that we need is already here, right on the inside of us, with us at all times. Thank you, Lord. So we can understand your truth. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have any need that someone would teach us in order for us to hear from you, Lord. We can hear from you for ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for how good that is. Thank you, Jesus, for how good that is. So important to know that, Jesus. Thank you for everything you've given us, Lord, the grace you've given us, and the truth to understand it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So important. So important. I've personally been thinking about that and meditating on some things. I'm not going to share that tonight, but it really is important. I won't go into the details about it, but people really do feel that in order to hear from God, it either always or primarily has to come from an outside source. And it's not that God doesn't minister to you through other people, but you do have the Holy Spirit right on the inside of you, and God wants you to hear from Him for yourself. And again, just like anything else, if you want to receive that thing, you acknowledge that thing, and that's how you make it effectual. So if you want to hear from God, then instead of just thinking, you know, we encourage you to listen to messages and stuff like that, because it's to our benefit to do that. In fact, you know, if someone's not interested in church or in pursuing the things that are taught at a good church, then you're not really seeking God. Because if and I can say that emphatically, because if you are seeking the knowledge of Jesus and someone over here says, hey, I'm over here, I can help you know Jesus better, you would take that help, you know what I mean, like if that was really your goal. So that's true that we can listen to messages and get trained in that, but we need to acknowledge that the Lord is our truth. He lives on the inside of us. The Bible says, John says that the truth is in us and will be with us forever. I mean, you carry the truth around wherever you go, and God can give you revelation. He can speak directly to your mind. Ephesians 3 says, by His Spirit in your inner man. That's how the process works. God can speak to you at all times, and God will He will substantiate what He's teaching you from Scripture always. So that's important. Scripture is like a standard for us, the standard of the gospel, which is why when we're preaching, we always have verses for what we're saying, right? We want to substantiate these things to you and prove it to you from Scripture, but you can hear from God. You can hear from God. It's so important for you to understand that you can hear from God, but you have to give the Lord the time, though. You do have to give Him the time. It takes time to hear from the Lord, and just like when you're, for instance, acknowledging the Lord as whatever, I mean, your wisdom at work or healing in your body, or it takes time to grow in that revelation and then produce manifestation. Well, truth in your mind is just another manifestation. It's just it's another manifestation of something you have on the inside of you. So you need to continue to acknowledge the Lord as the truth on the inside of you, to know that you have the mind of Christ, right? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe, the end of chapter 2, that we have the mind of Christ. And in 1 John, where he talks about that we have an anointing from the Holy One, and we know all things, and that we have an anointing that teaches us all things. And there's so many verses, but you need to know you have the truth in order to get that truth effectual. But you are a carrier of the truth of God wherever you go. We don't need someone else to teach us because we couldn't hear from God otherwise. We take that because it's a help to us to get to know Jesus, and it will speed up our progress. You know, if someone else has already learned something from the Lord, then it's like, hey, tell me, and then, you know, that can speed up my knowledge of the Lord and my seeking Him. So we should take that help, but God wants you to acknowledge Him for yourself. I remember when I was younger, I'm going to stop with this because I want to make sure I have time for the message, but when I was younger, I was, you know, I started seeking the Lord for myself, and then I got discouraged about something. I was just discouraged about it, and so I wasn't, you know, I don't know. In my time with the Lord, I just wanted to listen to a message. That's all I wanted to do. And this is years and years ago, mind you. This is like before we were in this building, so this is many, many years ago. And so I just started listening to messages, and then one particular day, I was still discouraged about whatever it was, I don't even remember, and I started just flipping through various teachers that I'd heard of before. And so I turned on this one teacher, it was the first message I had listened to that day, and all she was teaching about was, she's like, you know, you can't rely on me for, like, I had already kind of felt like the Lord was sort of telling me that. And he's like, she's like, you can't rely on me to be taught. Like, you need to hear God for yourself. And I'm like, all right, Lord. So I just turned it off. And then, again, it's not bad to listen to messages, but when you kind of just resort to that, thinking that's like a shortcut, that's not a shortcut. You got to hear from God for yourself. You, the pace you're moving at is not something that, like we can't carry you there. We can't carry you there. If your relationship with the Lord mainly consists of listening to messages, you know, I'm not condemning you, but I'm teaching you better right now. That shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be that way. You got to hear from God for yourself. You got to seek the Lord for yourself. Crack open that Bible, and even when you're not in the Bible, just say, Lord, teach me, speak to me. I want to hear your truth. But let's start reading our Bible. Let's have the Lord teach us from that. But then again, the Lord can teach you scriptural things even when your Bible's not open, right? He like lives inside of you. So like the one who wrote the Bible lives right there. He can teach you things that are scriptural, and then even if he's got to substantiate it in scripture for you later, or you bring something to remember, however it works, but you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You cannot just ride on someone else's revelation. It's not going to work like that. It's not going to work like that. Let me give you one more point on that. If you only ever just listen to messages, but you don't really meditate on things for yourself, you don't really just like make it your own revelation and all that, I don't mean you have to change it to make it your own. I just mean you got to meditate on it, and now it's like I understand it too, right? Well, if you don't do that and you don't really take much time to just like, even if you're not reading your Bible, like in my opinion, you got to have time to just even put the Bible down for a second and just talk to the Lord and just meditate on Scripture, meditate on these things, right? And you just have to have time to just talk and say, Lord, you know, I got a question about this and what about this? And then I'll just like walk and I'll just meditate on the Lord and I'll just start out saying, Lord, thank you so much. You're my shepherd. And then I'll just meditate on whatever he puts in my mind, you know? And you say, well, how do I know if it's the Lord put it in my mind? Well, for starters, if it's scriptural, why don't you just go with that, right? And if it's not exactly what he wants you to meditate on, he'll change it. just you can't go wrong with it, all right? Just start somewhere here, right? We're meditating on Jesus day and night. He'll guide you, right? If it's not what he wants you to meditate on, keep thinking, and I'll just meditate on whatever sounds good, whatever tastes good, you know, in my mind, and I'll just meditate. You need to have that time, and if you don't have that time, here's what's going to happen. If your life is just listening to messages, you will always be learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You'll have listened to a vast amount of messages and never be able to repeat it to anybody because it's not yours yet. It's out of the abundance of your heart your mouth speaks, not out of the abundance of what you listen to someone else say. You have to get it in your own heart. You have to meditate on it. You have to say to yourself, Lord, what does that mean for my life then? If this is true, then what does that mean for my life? And start thinking about that. You need to just mull these things over yourself because that if you're there, okay? And again, I'm not condemning you for that. I'm just giving you advice on this, right? I'm saying if you're there and if you've heard enough messages to fill an encyclopedia, but you are not able to repeat this to other people, if you are not able to express this, if you are not able to share the gospel with someone else, if it's not on your lips, it's because you're not thinking about it for yourself. You're just hearing someone else say it, and it's constantly going in, going in, going in, going in, but you're never meditating on yourself. The Bible says that even for people in, I think it's Hebrews chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken, Hebrews chapter 5, he talked about people that he said, basically, you've heard enough to be teachers by now, but I still got to teach you the basics, and they couldn't, it didn't come out of their mouth easy. They couldn't be, they weren't teachers, even though they had heard enough truth to be teachers, and what was the diagnosis? He said, because you need milk and not solid food because solid food is for those who by reason of use, in other words, who use it, like meditate on it, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Meaning, you could hear, but it's like a thousand seeds being thrown on your head, but you don't keep any of them in the ground long enough yourself to mold over yourself to actually let them grow and produce some fruit and actually get somewhere with it. So it's like you've got, imagine just ground where just seeds just piled all over it, but like none of it has been kept in the ground long enough to actually grow and mature, and then it can come out your mouth. So that's what I'm saying. You have to have your own fellowship with the Lord. If your fellowship consists of just listening to messages, that is not what God's will is for you, okay? Commendable that you even listen to messages. Most people don't even do that, but it's got to be more than that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.